Welcome to the Prophecy Chronicles with your host, Paul Richard Price.
And to everyone, to all of my listeners at WPRN 105.5 FM in New Orleans, as well as everyone around the world and in the chat rooms, this is Paul Richard Price, again with another great episode of the Prophecy Chronicles. My guest tonight is Sherry Kane. She's an investigative journalist and is currently assisting Dr. Leonard Horowitz in his work. Now, the last time I had Dr. Horowitz on the show, there were many in the chat rooms as well as others who doubted Dr. Horowitz and what he said and the statements he made. And right now I'm glad I've got Sherry on because she can tell you exactly what it is that Dr. Horowitz has been researching. She is his research assistant, and she can tell you in detail whether or not the claims we've heard from Dr. Horowitz are true. And thank you again, Sherry, for being on my show.
Oh, it's a pleasure being on here. Thank you so much, Paul, for having me on.
Well, let me do a background for my listeners. I know that you're an investigative journalist, and you were working for some major news organizations before you started working for Dr. Horowitz. Could you give us a little bit of a background on what it was that you've done in the past and why you came to work for Dr. Horowitz?
Well, I was working for some major news organizations that are actually controlled by the very people that I am trying to bring down right now, along with Dr. Horowitz and a group of other people that are working intensely on this, following lawsuits against the U.S. government, and just really to protect our constitutional rights, because what's going on right now is we are having our rights completely taken away from us, and somebody has to fight for it. And I'm just trying to create awareness among people to realize that we all have to be into this together and fight, because if we don't, we're going to lose all of our rights, and it's going to be reminiscent of Nazi Germany, World War II. So I can foresee the path that's coming up. I worked with these people, and in working in a mainstream news organization, and you have no control over what you say. They change your words. They tell you the topics you can and cannot talk about. And when I started to dig and find out why is it so controlled, I mean, when you're a writer, you should have creative ability to do and write whatever you want, especially if that's what, you know, journalists believe in. We're the number one advocates for free speech. And so when you feel like you're not able to tell the truth to people and you have to manipulate them, you realize that there's something evil behind these media organizations. And that's where I investigated it with Dr. Horowitz, because I noticed he was on the same path, is just bringing down the very same people that I myself believe have control over people's minds, and we don't even realize it. We watch TV and our minds are subliminally programmed by shows. I mean, it's amazing how controlled we are by the music we listen to. There's things in music that can make us feel certain ways and draw different emotions out of us. The same way with television and commercials and just the way they want you to be, and they present it to you and they say, okay, if you're not like this, then you know, you're really awful. Bringing down self-esteem is one of them. That's a major one. There's so much. I mean, when they take our self-esteem away, then we become less powerful as people, as humans, as having our own free will. And we sort of have to feel like we're being controlled by somebody. We need to look to somebody for direction. And these people take advantage of that. And I'm just trying to wake up people and raise awareness, because I'll tell you, I'm not the smartest person on the planet, but I had certain circumstances that happened to me very early in life that made me wake up and see that we are being manipulated and controlled. And the only way out of it is to do your own thing. If you are a journalist out there, I just want to tell everybody that has an inspiration to be a journalist, don't try and go and work it for Fox. Fox is owned by Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch, I can tell you a whole list of things. If you go to fluscam.com and check out the affidavit, you will see Rupert Murdoch. He is somebody that has so much power, and first of all, you know that he owns the mainstream media. He owns News Corp, which has, I mean, mostly every station that you listen to is run by Rupert Murdoch. Mostly every newspaper that you read is run by Rupert Murdoch. And if it's not him, it's his buddies and the rest of these people that I'm going to talk about right now. They're in an organization called the Partnership for New York City. And anybody that for 1 minute believes that 9/11 was definitely not what the media told you, well, the Partnership for New York City is the truth behind 9/11 and what happened. These people are responsible for it. They're the core. It is owned by David Rockefeller, and he founded it. And then he hired Rupert Murdoch as the co-chairman, or he partnered with him. And then on his other co-chairman is Lloyd Blankfein from Goldman Sachs. Now, I'll tell you, Rupert Murdoch is the number one. He's the number one media mogul out there. This man also has a place called the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia. His daughter-in-law, Sarah, she runs it. If you research them, MCRI, these people, Rupert Murdoch, his daughter-in-law, and I'll talk about his mother, who's been in the business for years. I'm talking the hospital business. Rupert Murdoch is conducting these trials on babies that are 6 months old to 8 years old. This has been happening since September. I contacted them. I found out who they're partners with. Now, the thing is that they are doing these untested vaccination trials and using these people as guinea pigs. They target demographics of people that will want free care or free vaccinations or participate in these guinea pig trials, and they'll give them $50. I mean, this is just really sick genocide, okay? Now, they're using these people like lab rats because they have taken advantage of the people's, whatever it is, their lack of money or their lack of confidence in their own health and lack of knowledge about alternative medicine. But they take advantage of these people, people like Rupert Murdoch. They put these people on these vaccination trials. These people then, they shoot them up with live viruses that can shed up to 3 weeks. So anybody that gets in contact with any of those people that they used on the guinea pig trials, well, most of them may die. Some of them may get crippled or handicapped, but the ones that survive are going to spread the virus to anybody they come into contact. Now, these live viruses, they last for up to 3 weeks. So anybody that gets near them, if they have a cold, they're going to get something much worse than the H1N1. Did you have a question, Paul? I wasn't sure if you thought maybe you wanted to say something.
Well, right now it's okay. I mean, I wanted you to get your information out. And,
okay.
You know, basically, you worked for Fox News, if I'm correct, right?
Well, I did work with Fox News, and that's what I'm getting to about this Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News. I'm getting to the reasoning why I cannot ever tell anybody to go and get a job working with any of these networks. I can only tell them they need to do their own thing, because that's the only way you'll be able to get the truth out there. And if you are people that are not looking for a paycheck, you really are wanting to do this for justice and to me, it's all about justice. It's all about getting people justice. I mean, it's a sort of a vigilante like feeling that I get when I can actually go out there and I can prove that people are doing very evil things and open up people's minds to the truth. And therefore they get smarter, they get more empowered, they understand life better. And that is, I think, one of the best gifts that I think I can bring into the whole picture. And that's what anybody that's enlightened in this, I mean, Paul, you're the same way. Everybody that you turn on to your station, everybody that tunes into your station is getting the truth. Am I correct?
That's correct. And one of the things I want to bring up to people is the fact that, you know, you can hear what I have to say. You can hear what Sherry, what any of my guests are telling you. But the point is, you've got to get out there and learn for yourself what it is we already know.
Right.
Get out there and do your own research. Don't believe what I'm telling you completely. That's the point I'm making. Do not believe what I'm telling you as the God's honest truth. You go out there, you research what my people are telling you, what the people I have on are telling you, and you become informed, and then you can go out there and be an educated consumer telling people and getting them to know, as I'm telling you right now, the truth. Be activist. But more importantly, back to you, Sherry, one of the things I wanted to find out, what, in effect, brought you enlightenment in this? What was it that woke you up, finally, to say, none of what I've been told, to, been taught to say on the air is true? I mean, what woke you up on it?
Have you ever seen the film Eyes Wide Shut?
No, I haven't, but I've been wanting to.
Well, there's parts in that film that show parties where a lot of these people go, the Skull and Bones and the Masons and people that are very powerful. And I was actually brought to a party that was run by those people. And I saw some of the things firsthand, and I was very young at the time. And I saw some things that were very shocking. And I think that from there I had a more of a curiosity to research people, and I started researching people even locally, like where I lived. I would research people that were pedophiles and just find out who was that person in the neighborhood, and I'd want to go and just uncover them, expose them for what they were, to protect kids. I mean, I felt always, I never had any children, but I always felt a desire to protect them. And I think that just that start enlightened me to the truth about, you know, the thing is, as it seems sometimes, the people you most trust can be the most horrible people, and you know, also they can be the greatest people, but it's always a chance in life that you're going to encounter people that you trust. And I'm not saying this is family. It could be, but I'm not saying it is. It could be anybody you meet in life. And I think that you have to open your eyes up to the truth about there's something deep. And I think in a lot of ways that I've built up my my intuition, which we all have our intuition, but also I think I have a psychic awareness that I developed. And sometimes I get pictures of people, and I can see right through to their soul, and that sometimes is a good thing and sometimes not a good thing. And I also can see dead people sometimes, which I don't tell a lot of people about. But so I think I think there's another level, another dimension that I feel like I tap into, and I've met people that can also do that. So I know that I'm not alone, and that I think maybe the push put me in the path, you know, to the Creator showing me these things.
Well, one thing I want to bring up as well, you just mentioned it, and it was new to me too, audience. I did not know that you had been to one of these Eyes Wide Shut parties. What went on? I am curious.
Well, I mean, that's why I said if you haven't seen the film, I mean, that's really not, Paul, that, I mean, what went on in these parties is not really what is going to help humanity. The truth is that some things are better left unsaid about things that happened in these events I'm talking about, but I don't want to give people that kind of information, which unless they personally ask me about it and they really want to know, then I will let them know. But when I go onto a broadcast, I think that I don't want to give people bad pictures of what could have possibly happened, but it changed my view completely. And it really woke me up to the point where I felt compelled to just look deeper into things, really, really, really deep into them. And just by doing that, it raises your awareness, and the very people you trust, like your doctors, for instance, you trust them that they're going to give you the right information. But you know what? We can't blame the doctors, because sometimes the doctors, they don't have the right information themselves. They are just fed by the CDC and other organizations that are saying, okay, you sell this vaccination, you know, you're going to help people. And then they don't even check what the ingredients are sometimes or what that can do to a person that has side effects or allergy reactions to these vaccinations. So when I talk about the people that own the media, like Rupert Murdoch, like Thomas Glocer, who is the CEO of Reuters and also the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals, like Mortimer Zuckerman, who is the CEO of Newsday, who has the Mortimer Zuckerman Research Institute. Now, think about it. Rupert Murdoch has his research institute. Thomas Glocer, he's the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals. And then who's the other person? Mortimer Zuckerman, who has his own research facilities and also a huge media mogul. These people are creating the vaccinations. They're the ones conducting the swine flu vaccination trials. I mean, how do we trust our media when the media is actually promoting their own products? And so this is right here, this bit of information, like you asked me, Paul, what happened at those parties? Well, here's an analogy for you. Think about it. We're getting poisoned with vaccinations. We have no one that we can tell because the media that controls it, everything we read, everything we hear, except for us alternative journalists and media networks, there's a few of us, and they try to make us look like we're crazy or out there, because if people really realize that, hey, I should listen to these stations, maybe they're telling me something, let me listen to this other viewpoint. No. And that's what the problem is of getting the word out. The media, they'll even do opposition that's basically against themselves, which is crazy. If you look at people like Michael Moore, this guy is an ABC, he's directed by ABC Disney, the Weinstein Company, okay? It's funded by, It's funded by Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, who is the co-CEO of the Partnership for New York City, the co-chairman, sorry, for the Partnership for New York City. And this, I mean, think about it. This is the core. Now, let me go back to the Partnership for New York City. These people, now I want to give you the pathway between 9/11. The Partnership for New York City is the core of where all of these people, like I said earlier, they're all coming out of this, and that's what nobody's talking about. Nobody's talking about Larry Silverstein Properties, who is partnered with the Partnership for New York City, because the partnership is responsible for rebuilding the World Trade Centers. Now, Larry Silverstein leased the World Trade Centers 6 weeks before they came down for 99 years. He took out a huge insurance policy with Risk Insurers, which is a division of General Electric. So here are these people, the same people like Murdoch, like the people that have the research institutes and own the media, are the same people responsible for rebuilding the World Trade Centers. Now, how do you explain that?
Well, and it's pretty quite clear to me, and I've done the research. They made a lot of money off of the insurance that came from the collapse of the towers, which they then reinvested, and now they're building a whole new World Trade Center in the particular footprint of the former World Trade Center towers. Well, one thing I want to bring up as well, the reason why I ask you the question, Sherry, about what went on, is to get an idea about the mindset of the elite. And there's a reason for that, because we're going to get into, before the hour's up, why they're screwing up our vaccines and making us take poison, telling us it's good for us, their eugenics plans, as well as other particulars where they believe in their heart of hearts they're doing humanity a favor, when in fact they are not. what they're doing on in effect is global genocide.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. I mean, and anybody that wants any information, you can go, again, to fluscam.com and check out the link for the affidavit that we filed with the FBI. It's Dr. Horowitz. He filed it, and I helped do the research with it. And it's an amazing affidavit. If you read it, there's a news release above it. We can also look at the latest news releases that we keep sending out, letting everybody know. You can sign up on there for a newsletter. Or also, there's another site to go to, because we have an answer to the vaccinations, and that's OxySilver. If you go to OxySilver.net, that's the best silver hydrosol that you can ever get. It's the most world powerful, and I've tried many silvers. This has by far helped my immune system immensely. I don't ever get sick anymore. So I would recommend that anybody wants to do that, definitely, and it would support our research as well. So if you want to go to fluscam.com and check out all the information and check out oxysilver.net. But so your question, Paul, was to you were interested in understanding the mindset of these people.
Well, I mean, I know about the parties they do, and I know about, you know, what happened in that particular scene, and Eyes Wide Shut, that and it was actually something that I think Stanley Kubrick put in there, because he himself was an elitist, if I'm correct, right?
He died during the make of that film, so it's very possible that he was exposing them. He had two Scientologists who were the stars of the show, and they broke up right after the show was the movie was done, and then he died during the filming of it, and the whole ending had changed after he died. So I don't really know. The ending seemed a little bit rushed to me, and I didn't quite understand the ending. I mean, I understood it, but it felt like there was something missing. And so the movie really was about the Illuminati, I believe, and it was about the rituals, the satanic rituals that are held, and about just how easy it is for them to kill people. And it's almost like living in the days when there was kings and queens running the countries, and just, you know, chop your head off if you give them a lip, or make you just disappear, and that's what they can do. And so we don't live our life in fear of any of it, but there, you know, and that's one thing that you have to be fearless if you want to go in this battle with them, because you realize that, yeah, you know, they have that threat out there, but if you live and know you're doing something right and you're on the path of doing something that the Creator really puts you on the path to do, you feel that drive and that passion, and you're knowing you're helping people, I think that you're protected, and what's going to happen is going to happen. And so that's why I never want to talk about it, because I don't live my life in fear. But it really did open up my eyes a lot to really the truth of how people are very evil. And we hear about serial killers in the world, and we hear these atrocities that occur after they get a hold of people and just do whatever on a onesie twosie basis. But if you think about families and how many families can come together and decide that they want to kill off half the planet or a third of the planet, and they can actually have the power to do that, and how did they get us to get into the gas chambers during the Holocaust days, really? I mean, people would stand in line, and there were people that I knew that escaped that would say, they would say to the people in the line, look, we don't have to do this. And the people said, well, no, they said, you know, we need to take a shower because we're dirty, we're filthy. But they didn't know that they were going into these showers and they were gas chambers. And so they just stood in the line, like people rolling up their sleeve to get the vaccinations. And people are telling them, like us, hey, you don't have to roll your sleeve up. Now we have the power of the media. We didn't have it back in World War II. And so
And the Nazis, Sherry, used propaganda to promote their doctrine of hate.
Exactly.
Not only of the Jews, but of any dissidents, of the imperfect, people with infirmities,
mm-hmm.
people who were disabled.
Well, that came from Nietzsche, you know, Paul. But Nietzsche actually, he had a whole theory, too, about the Aryans and the way you had to look, and you had to be perfect in a certain height. Yeah.
Well, and we all know that certain families, and I'm going to mention their names, the Bush family, the Dulles family, even a Jew himself by the name of Henry Kissinger, were involved in World War II, the atrocities. And these are Americans, one German-American, who later became Secretary of State during the, I think, the Ford administration, if I'm correct. And that was Henry Kissinger. And these people are the ones who are running our planet today, former Nazis and Nazi sympathizers. Now, what does that make you think? And look at what's happening right now with Obama.
Right.
You know, the youth brigade, you know, these kids are, oh, Obama's the next best thing to the creator. Whoa. Man, I wish people would say that. No, not really. I'm being facetious. But I wish people would say that about me. But I know that will never happen. But what we're looking at right now is the power elite, who believe in ritual, satanic abuse, sexual, satanic rituals, and murder. Not only through vaccinations, but they've even done, I hate to use it, human sacrifice to get what they want. Because they believe within the blood there is power.
I wrote a press release. It was titled, Inglorious Bastards. Actually, it was not entitled Inglorious Bastards, but it was titled, I wrote a million a day, Inglorious Propagandists, and it was a very, very interesting article that I wrote in regards to what's being done today as far as the propaganda and how it relates to what was done during World War II. I mean, it's so parallel. If people go to fluscam.com, it's under the news releases on there. Inglorious Propaganda. It's a really, really good release. And basically, it'll tell you about how Dr. Oz, who's Oprah's favorite doctor in the world, and how now ABC gave him his own TV show where he promoted the vaccination, even though he wrote a book called Your diet for you, or you on a diet, and it was about checking food labels. And so that's what he said, the secret to health was checking food labels. And what was interesting is that he tells you basically, and this is from his own website, the front of the package even isn't as revealing as the outside of a new car. It might look seductive, but you really have to check what's under the hood to see what it's all about. The ingredient list is where all the answers are, and that even when ingredients are revealed, they are deceiving. So he's telling you that basically you need to look at the ingredients to know what you're taking into your body. Well, he didn't give any ingredients on his TV show when he said, oh, to the audience, you're all going to get this vaccination now. And he says, I'm going to be first. And you know, it had to be saline solution because he is definitely not somebody who would put that into his body, and his wife is definitely, like, anti-vaccination. So there it goes. I mean, this is propaganda that they're feeding people, like people that respect him. Look, Dr. Oz got a shot. Why can't I? You know, and if another person that just made a TV show, Michael Moore, he's a propagandist too. He's somebody who's controlled opposition. He has a show where he's promoting anti-capitalism. Is somebody calling in? I'm sorry. Paul?
No, okay. No, go ahead.
He's promoting basically anti-capitalism. He's saying, oh, well, there's another way, more of the socialism, New World Order way, let's do that. And so he's saying everything negative about capitalism, and, like, yeah, there are a lot of negative parts about capitalism, but there's also a lot of negative parts about socialism. I mean, really, none of them are perfect. And so he's somebody who was backed by Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs. And the interesting thing is, can you hold on for a moment? I gotta get some water, okay?
Okay, we'll hold, but I will go ahead and tell
my
listeners that what I'm doing right now, this show itself, is a show that will help enlighten you into understanding that you are being told a bunch of bull malarkey. You're being told lies by the corporate media to get you to do what they want you to do, and that is go take a flu shot. Now, why is a flu shot so bad? I mean, hey, we could always argue.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm back.
Okay. Well, I was going to finish my little
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Quickly. And you may ask, why is a flu shot so bad? Well, if you only understood the imperfections within the processing of the flu shots, the fact that you have cancer DNA from monkeys. You have thimerosal, which is a mercury derivative. Liquid mercury, that is, a heavy metal which can do brain damage, that is used as a preservative, and other imperfections can cause a myriad of illnesses like Guillain-Barré and other strange illnesses, including MS and others, which are autoimmune illnesses, which can be traced back to you taking that flu shot, hepatitis shot, whatever. Your body's natural immune system has the ability on its own to defend itself against these natural pathogens. But if you choose to take a shot, you're playing Russian roulette. And go ahead, please. Sherry.
Yes. Thank you for adding that. Well, if you want to know what's in the H1N1 vaccination, three main ingredients are a pig that's from Mexico, swine, a bird that's from Asia, avian, and a corpse that was dug up from 1918 from the flu pandemic of 1918. So you have these three main ingredients. Sounds quite appetizing, doesn't it? And then not only that, they'll add an egg or a chicken embryo, aluminum, they'll add thimerosal, like you mentioned, mercury, also oxidol 9, which is a vaginal spermicide. They'll add formaldehyde, they'll add ethylene, phenol, let's see what else, sodium phosphate. Now, phenol is an acid, and then they'll add triton, which is a detergent, the aluminum, which, you know, basically is linked to Alzheimer's, a disinfectant, a beta prophthalene disinfectant, ethylene, which would be the antifreeze, the non-oxal 9, which is the vaginal spermicide, the formaldehyde, which is embalming fluid, and sodium phosphate, which is a heavy irritant, and it's toxic for your body. So those are the major ingredients, and that's why we urge people not to roll up their sleeves. Now, isn't it curious how they are wanting the top priority people to be vaccinated are pregnant women and children? Now, why would that be? Well, let's take a guess. Population control would be my guess, and also sterilization, because if you look at the there's certain vaccinations targeted toward young girls to get against sexually transmitted diseases. And these same drugs, Merck produces quite a few of them, and you'll constantly hear human papilloma virus, that's what it's called, and they're saying, well, you can get that vaccination, the HPV vaccination, and that basically makes most girls, when they get it, sterile. If not, they'll die, usually. I mean, you can look at all the reports of people that have been taking that vaccination and how horrible the side effects are. And then, not only that, but we also have a law in this country that if any girl tries to come in this country and hasn't gotten that vaccination, then they can't come in here. So 11 to 14-year-old girls, they're saying that it'll protect them against... Now, when I say they're saying them, CDC, Center for Disease Control, they're saying, oh, well, if they want to come into this country, they need to get that. This will prevent them from getting cervical cancer. So, and it doesn't do that. So it discourages people from coming to this country because they have to have that vaccination. So that's their way of helping with their immigration problems, right? So there's a lot of things going on with these people, but if you go and research it, you do your research, like Paul said, don't listen to us. Don't listen to anything that we say. The best thing for you to do is do your own research on it. You'll find the truth. The truth is just out there. You just have to look for it. Think about it. We have all this media that we never had before. We have the internet. We have, you know, better telephone systems than ever. I mean, look. I mean, I grew up without cell phones. Sorry to date myself. I did. Most of us have out there that are probably listening right now that you didn't have a cell phone when you were growing up. We had one during adulthood, right? So how did we ever get along with it? Now we have major communication avenues, and it's getting only more and more so with internet conferencing and Skype and so many avenues that we can communicate with each other and just get this information. So there's no reason to sit back. We don't need to be guinea pigs like we were in World War II or any other genocide that happened, like what happened in Yugoslavia against the Bosnians or in Africa. I mean, any people out there, we all of us have had our own Holocausts. I know that. We don't need to be treated like that. We have a right, just like anybody else, to speak up for ourselves and defend ourselves and protect our children. Just remember, there's on fluscam.com, if you look at the homepage, you'll see the H1N1 newsletter that you can print out and pass around to everyone in your community, because we have not been able to get through to the mainstream. We are at the forefront. We're right there. I mean, pretty soon they're not going to be able to let us not talk. I can predict that. But for the time being, we can only do it on a grassroots level. So download that newsletter and hand it out to people in your churches and your communities, because this is the only way that people will find out the truth. They need to be educated. And if you are listening to this message right now and you understand it and you believe it, it is your duty, I believe, the Creator wants that for us, to get that message out to others.
Well, let me ask you, though, Sherry, and, you know, I'm going to play the devil's advocate here for one moment. Why should we believe in what you and Dr. Horowitz are telling us?
That's the point, though, Paul. We don't want you to believe in what we're telling us. We want you to do the research and come to the same conclusion if you feel or if it wakes you up, because we cannot wake you up. It's not our job to do that. Our job is just to plant a seed. Our job is just lead you to where you can look, to give you the advice, to have you understand that there is an opposing viewpoint out there than what you're hearing on the mainstream media, and to show you that there's a possibility that what we're saying is true. So we're not asking you to believe us. We're asking you to come to that conclusion if you do, if you really do. What we're saying is the truth. And if your heart tells you that it is the truth, if your heart leads you to the belief of the truth, then bless you. That's what we want. We just want people just to get the information, and if they wake up, they do. If not, we'll pray for you. Seriously, because you need to wake up. We all are asleep. That's what that movie, Eyes Wide Shut, that's the name of the title. Think about it. We all are asleep. We're walking around with our eyes wide shut.
Well, the only reason why I brought that up is because during the last interview I had with Dr. Horowitz on my on this network, I had a lot of people in the chat rooms just, you know, wondering, is what he's telling, is it the, you know, the complete truth? And if so, how do you prove it? And the thing is, I understand that, you know, you can find a lot of the documentation and all on fluscam.com. But is there any secondary places where my listenership can look at and find the same evidence to support your conclusions that you and Dr. Horowitz have come up with?
Well, actually, there is. And even on fluscam.com, if you look at the affidavit and you look at our news links, there is links to so many different places that you can, if you really want to find out the truth, you can go, like, for instance, the Partnership for New York City, Partnership for New York City. Look up that link. Check out who is the founder of it. Check out who's the co-chairman of it. Look at the board of directors. Look at who's on the board of directors. These are puzzles that you can put together yourself. Very easy. What does 9/11 do? Is everything that I said correct? Are all the people that I named on there, is that all true? Connect the dots. Then go to the media sources that they're connected to. Go research the health and research institutes that they're involved with that do the vaccination trials. Do your own research. And I promise you one thing, that you will find out the truth if you do the research. There's no reason for you not to wake up. And that's why don't listen to Paul, don't listen to me, because you know what? I personally wouldn't listen to any of it myself. I would say, well, that's really wild, you know, and I would probably even look at it like, I'm just going to go check it out for the fun of it. And guess what? If you do, you're going to find out the truth too. And if you look under the affidavit, we have a ton of links to a lot of those places. You know, if you look at, for instance, you know, Henry Kissinger, you'll find a link how he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and that how that Kissinger and Associates is Merck Pharmaceutical's leading management consulting firm. Think about that. Henry Kissinger's the one that consults. You know, he was Nixon's political advisor, Henry Kissinger, Richard Nixon, right? This guy is still the political advisor for many presidents. He influences so many things, more than anybody knows. I think more than maybe anybody. He's amazingly influential. He was Nelson Rockefeller's protege. And if you want to research, look him up. And then, hold on for a moment, Paul, I just have to pause for a moment.
Okay, well, everybody, what I'm trying to do right here, just to, for clarification, is a lot of people, when Dr. Horowitz was on the show the last time, questioned the validity of whether or not what he was saying was the God's honest truth. And the point is, he did tell the truth. A lot of you didn't believe
him. Hello?
Who listened the last time? Oh, yes, hello.
Hi, how are you, Paul? Sorry, I had to take that call. That was my friend's daughter who I need to pick up from, she's at a play right now, so. Anyway, what I recommend is go to the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia. Go to, that's MCRI, check out who runs that place, Rupert Murdoch, of course, look at their vaccination trials that they're conducting, go to CSL, which is they're actually linked to that Murdoch Research Institute site. There's so many different avenues that people can go to find this information out that I just talked about. And everything that I research, and I have to tell you that everything that I research, I check thoroughly. I investigate it thoroughly. There's not going to be any mention of something that I'm not sure about. And so I wouldn't tell that to people if I wasn't sure. I'm 100% sure of everything I'm telling you as a researcher, that I really have a passion to uncover things like this, and especially the truth. And I have to tell you that Dr. Horowitz and I are both Masonic Jews, okay? And there were so many people before this had come and told people this, and they would be actually accused of being anti-Semitic. But they can't say that to us. They're trapped now. So the only thing that people can do is try to make us look stupid by acting like we don't know what we're talking about, and by not actually proving us wrong, just making false accusations and accusing us and insulting us. And that's the only thing that can be done toward us. But you know what? The truth will set you free, just as it sets me free, just as it sets Dr. Horowitz free, because we're still here and we're still telling you. You can knock us down as much as you want, but we know the truth. And as long as we're breathing our last breath, we'll make sure that we get that word out to people. And I can promise you that.
Okay, Sherry, we're in our final couple of minutes or so. Do you want to give, again, the website info and any contact information for you, so our listeners can get copies of the data that you're talking and that you have discussed tonight?
Well, they can go to fluscam.com and check out the affidavit link, the latest news links. And if you want to contact me, I can be contacted at info@healthyworldorganization.com. And basically, that would be the best way for them to contact me regarding any questions they might have, or they can contact you, Paul, and you can send questions to me. I guess they have your email address, no?
Yes, and you can find it also on paulrichardprice.com, or I will give the information to Joe, and he will be able to forward it to anyone who would like to find it out.
Right. So, I mean, that may be the best way to contact me, because I know that Paul will always forward your messages, and they won't wind up in my spam box. So, so that may be the best way to contact me, because I want to make sure that I can answer everybody's questions out there and any questions you have. Now, if you don't agree with anything that I'm saying, then that's all up to you. But I'm telling you one thing, do the research. Don't just accuse and just don't judge. Do the research yourself. And that's the only way you'll see the truth. I can only tell you to do that. So keep out for our newsletters that we get. Look out for them. They're all going to be very important coming up. We talk about Ukraine's declaration of national emergency, how they're issuing mandatory vaccinations out now. And we constantly are putting out a newsletter every day now. We're going to be doing, also you can check out our TV, live streaming TV show. And so that's at fluscamtv.com. Fluscam.tv and the lovechannel.tv. These are all great avenues for you to get information. YouTube, you can also Google my name, which is Sherry, SHERRIKAN as in Nancy E. And you can Google Dr. Leonard Horowitz's name as well. You can check us out on YouTube. So there's many, many ways for you to contact us, also to check out the stuff that we're doing. And all I can tell you is if you want to help join us, we're looking for more people that are like-minded and are ready to get out there and just, you know, fight this together, because we're going to need everybody that we can to just come on board. Anyway, I just want to thank you, Paul, for having, and also check out oxysilver.net. I know I mentioned it earlier. That's the world's most powerful silver hydrosol, and it's not like any other silver or colloidal silver. It's very, very small nanoparticle size, and it will keep you so healthy. If anybody out there has gotten a vaccination, I can also recommend that you get a blood cleanse, zeolife.net. you can call up 1-888-KO-GERMS, that's J-E-R-M-S, and mention my name, and you'll get a discount on any of the products that I just mentioned. And so I know that that's all that I guess that's all for tonight, Paul, but I want to thank you so much, Paul. You've been an amazing host, as always. And
Well, thank you. And one thing I need to kind of cut it short, Sherry, because they're about to end the show right now. And I want to thank Sherry for being on my show. She was excellent. And if you need any of that information, contact me even via my website, paulrichardprice.com. And you will find the truth here. What you do with it, it's up to you in the upcoming weeks. Jim Mars, Kerry Cassidy, and Bill Ryan from Project Camelot, as well as many others. God bless you. Good night, and have a good week.
God bless everyone. Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.